Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit kennelkelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, every day. Conglomerately, continuing paying it forward, we grow exponentially with your help in doing so. We appreciate that. We're here in our sixth year and running now, doing daily shows. We're blessed that we're on all audio versions of where you'd hear any podcast show. And our YouTube daily gem is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. And we have daily interactive polls each and every day, to include today, encouraging your interaction by leaving us voicemail messages at the message board. Welcome, one and all. A little bit later today, I'll be welcoming guests at this time of taping. A little bit later today, Robert Johnson, CEO of his own encapsulation company, talking about CBD, CBGA, CBDA. Here, today, I want to give a main mentor a moment in business and in life. Probably about a 15 to 30 minute version after a 10 second break here momentarily. I want to take a look at corruption, greed, the history of both in business and in life. Take a deep, calming breath, and in 10 seconds, we'll be right back and jump right in. Greed and corruption. Thanks for joining us. Hey everybody, it's Grandpa Bell. Just wanted to remind everybody I'm here each and every day, 7 days a week, 365. Now we're in our sixth year, with your great help, continuing to pay it forward. Blessed that we're heard on all platforms where you'd hear any audio podcasting show. My YouTube channel is Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And please do interact with the daily interactive polls by leaving your voicemail messages here at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast shows and my many other platforms. Now let's get back to today's show, and thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath, segueing right in for today's show, main mentor moment in business and in life. Mostly in life at this point, fully retired. Reflecting today on greed and corruption. This correlates with my blog that I issue, author, and write at least a couple, three a week usually. I do these daily shows and my YouTube offering again, BillHolt8792. Do give us that thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We grow one star seed at a time. And I also do their overviews at YouTube. That's a little bit more abbreviated of recent note, trying to make them more under the auspices using my quotation fingers, reels, R-E-E-L-S, and hopefully they are real. Kind of as a billboard index, what have you, as to what is eventually going to migrate out into my audio shows each and every day, to include today at time of taping here on March 13th. Having done that YouTube snippet, they're taking a little bit deeper overview for more upcoming shows about political corruption, local, regional, national, worldwide, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Here, temptation, greed, corruption, two evils that often go hand in hand, for sure, in the history of the planet. Being an interested historian of sorts myself, here at the Maine Mentor Moments, having talked about gold and silver coins as a collection, precious metals, of course, health and wealth. And health and wellness through the wholesale membership at both of those factions. But the mentor moment today, it's kind of overlooking the percolating situation where it's crescendoed in the present world history. Temptation. Anybody. Someone in a position of power, entrusted with resources, might be tempted by greed to misuse those resources for personal gain. This could involve bribery, embezzlement, fraud, regional, local, national, mayoral, czars, queens, dictators, whatever, the history of time. Self-interest over public good being the predominant example here over the history of time. So a corrupt person, quotation fingers, puts their own desires for wealth or advantage, of course, ahead of their responsibility, wherever that may be, in whatever capacity that you want to use an example that fits your demographics, dynamics, beliefs, observations, what have you. Theater. Often shrouds judgment. So to act in the best interests of others, this can have devastating consequences for sure. Like structural stuff. I'd say buildings, let's say. Or falling. Or failing educational system worldwide, perpetuating a cycle. Corruption can enrich a few of the expense, and at the expense, for sure, of the many in the history of the planet, up to and including very much so, as you're hearing this on March 13th. So, resentment, breakdown in trust, creating a system where people see corruption as the norm. Here, we always talk about foo-foo, mind, the body, and the soul. Here, we always talk about legacy. Here, it's my motivating factor for everything that I do. So, here, always, yeah, always being fair and balanced, transparent. We always try to reveal you what's alive and well that you can find out for yourself on the World Wide Web, at least as of March 13th. There's always an edit and refine cycle that goes on there with the good, the bad, and the very ugly. Hugo Montenegro, great spaghetti western song. Those of you that join the show, you've heard me use these vernacular and jargon before, very much so, for a reason. Resignation, not resignation, resonation, resonate. So, to be fair and balanced, and to truly take a fair and balanced look at anything, all in the eyes and the ears of the beholder, my senses, all the things we talk about, and my holistic healing hour show, again, food of the mind, the body, and the soul. So, the Association for Psychological Science, an article there explores the psychology of greed and corruption, including how people might justify their actions in being corrupt. World Wide Web, psychologicalscience.org. Y'all can seek that out. That's just one example. There's infographics, articles, videos. Political corruption refers to the abuse of power by politicians or government officials for personal gain. It can and does take many forms, including bribery, extortion, nepotism, patronage around the world. Many family examples, kings, czars, families, history of the planet. Of course, the Watergate scandal is an example in the United States involving President Richard Nixon's attempt to cover up the break-in at the Democratic National Committee headquarters. Some may say what's transpiring in the world theater right now, Watergate certainly pales in comparison. Follow the money. So, Watergate scandal, many articles, videos, World Wide Web, adaptations of lots of, using my quotation fingers, historical events and adaptations from around the world. And as we've said before, caveman, whatever, scribed on the walls, local tradition, folklore. Is it valid history? Has it been documented? Was it corrupt? Is it corrupt? Watergate scandal, Wikipedia, again, infinity. Always avow that their information on the World Wide Web, not one of my most favorite sources. Under the guise of fair and balanced. But many articles about this subject out there. Certainly Watergate. Wikipedia. Infographics, timeline for the Watergate scandal. Watergate, political corruption, Nixon, pink noise. As y'all know, I'm a political atheist, so I have neutrality, no player, no dog, no anything. But I feel as though it's time to revisit the theater. Government corruption refers to the misuse of public funds or power by government officials for personal gain. It most assuredly can include embezzlement, fraud, and nepotism, and has and does in many examples throughout the history of the planet. The embezzlement of billions of dollars from the Malaysian government, just for one example, by former Prime Minister Najib Razak, N-A-G-I-B-R-A-Z-A-K, video 1MDB scandal, where is the money? That's out there. Articles, 1MBD scandals, again, Wikipedia, just / and literally put in 1MDB scandal, their version, their dissertation of corruption, scandals, what have you. Infographics, a guide to the IMDB scandal out there. World Wide Web, at least moments ago when I started to do more research. So both political, government corruption involve the abuse of power for personal gain. Both can erode public trust in government institutions, Both can have a negative impact on economic development worldwide in the history of the planet. Main Street, Portland, Maine, USA. Main Street around the world. Political corruption typically involves politicians, obviously, while government corruption involves government officials, combination of the two, little salt, little pepper, little herbs. Political corruption may involve the abuse of power to influence elections worldwide throughout the history of time, while government corruption may involve the abuse of power to steal public funds, or both. Corruption, end corruption, anti-corruption, transparency, accountability. We'll continue to talk about this political, government corruption, global problem, how corruption undermines democracy, if there is one, in the history of the planet, throughout different stratas of historical evaluation, up to and including the present. The fight against corruption, for sure, a never-ending battle. But truth and justice in the American way. Superman. Exposing corruption, whistleblowers, and investigative journalism. Investigative journalism. So, closing out here, hopefully we did dive into the murky world of corruption a little bit, exploring the differences between political and governmental abuse of power. We'll delve into historical scandals and discuss how corruption undermines trust and progress. But fear not, listeners, we'll also explore ways to fight back. Multi-definitional English word fight, no violence, no negativity, arm in arm, communally, together, intuitive groups, arm in arm. So, questions for today, two of them. Have you ever witnessed or suspected corruption in your community, wherever you reside, worldwide? How did it impact you? Please share your story. We'll have guests with expertise in those experiences to continue coming on the shows moving forward. Another question, what can we as citizens do to hold our leaders accountable and promote ethical practices in government? This is about legacy moving forward. Pink noise, keep it out of your life is my 2 cents worth, and call me in the morning. Unfortunately, it's on the periphery. So, leave your thoughts and experiences on the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message boards, and let's discuss calmly, peacefully, serenely, with repose, together, like-minded intuitives, how to keep the system healthy. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul, ending corruption, promoting transparency, holding them accountable. Somewhere, probably on the little bit distant horizon. The precipice together by working in unison will continue to expose the rotten apples, political, government, or otherwise. Corruption, the disease that eats away at progress. Fighting for a healthy, whatever they want to call it, worldwide democracy. We the people versus corruption. No drop down mic moment. I guess that's as close as I'll ever get. Thanks for joining us today and each and every day. Like-minded intuitives, large numbers of, literally, talking, fielding, butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, psychotherapists, authors, doctors, all subjects who have for mind, body, and soul been blessed to have global exposure. I'm just the porcelain junction box. And hopefully this is perceived as a harbinger of good information. Once again, thank you, those of you that are here by invitation, those of you that are doing whatever and however you're doing it with your respective teams, the peripheral support from all the things that I'm connected with that flow through. Thank you. We support each other's efforts. mine, yours, and ours. I attend pretty much everything humanely possible when I get behind a subject, an individual or individuals, plural. Freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, guided meditation led by Seth Lee Brzezinski. Our forms of here forever and ever. Half a century of doing health and wellness, fully retired, now paying it forward in Google ambassadorship. Everybody knows somebody in pain, agony, up against it, perplexed. No fear, no flight, communally. All wild animals out of their environment, feral animals, rescue animals, domestic animals, all challenged, good foods, medicines, their people, plants on this planet. Join us each and every day. Continue to pay it forward. We grow together one star seed at a time. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.